great game. One more time, yeah. Great game of soccer. Morris played us very well. I thought we matched up pretty close to them all over the field. Their number 21 was a very nice player sitting in the middle. She was giving Kaylin fits, but it was going both ways. The game definitely could have went either way. Kayla made some huge stops in goal, especially in overtime. She came off her line. She saved that breakaway. But it was nice to see what our girls were doing today. We've been training 3-4-3 the last 3 days. I'm hoping to come out early and punch one in, and I didn't think it would take 100 minutes
almost,
of soccer.
You almost did get your wish. I mean, you were very close. The ball hit the crossbar. There were a lot of good opportunities. The Morris keeper made a lot of nice stops on things, or you would have had. But, of course, then as the match keeps going and going, then you get more worried.
You could tell. So our legs were burning out a little bit at times. But the girls, it's the same thing every day. They don't slow down. They don't quit. I think they definitely got the result that they deserve. Even though, like I said, it could have went either way. They were trying to do the things that we applied in practice. And it looked good at times. They were definitely playing soccer. And it was nice to see that we're not just banging the ball over the top anymore. So I was pleased all over the place.
Yeah, I got to be real happy with the progression, even from a few weeks back to where the team, how they came out and performed tonight.
Yeah, I have no complaints right now. They said they wanted this one. They want Friday. They're not ready to quit. They want to continue, keep that season going a little bit longer. So it's nice to see. They deserve this. We've taken some licks throughout the season, some pretty tough losses, some pretty lopsided losses. But, you know, it was nice to see them step up and finally get the win today.
You mentioned some of the kids that you were really happy with their performance. I know obviously a lot of people.
I think I have to go through the whole roster, but Kayla with the shutout, huge. That was her fourth shutout of the season. Leah Ginville, center back by herself in a 3-4-3 system, did a great job. The two outside backs, Emily Kowalski and Katie, I asked them, they got to step up. No 10-yard cushions, and they really did that well today. They won a lot of balls in midfield and kept it dangerous on our end as much as possible. Kelly Forbes and C-Check in the middle of the field were up and down. They were all over the place. Ashley Gardner stepped up great today. She's new to the lineup. I mean, she started about the last 8 or 9 games, but she came on, and she's a workhorse. Colleen Kinsella came off the bench, played very well. And then the three up top, Kaylin, Corey, and Kara, definitely stayed connected like we asked and really made a lot of dangerous situations.
I mean, obviously, you get in overtime, you're worried because it's, you know, one breakdown and it's all over, but also that it's very, and we've seen just the opposite. And overtime, sometimes you go through all four and then it'll come down to a shootout. So when that play started to develop, talk a little bit about that last play. Obviously, your eyes lit up when you saw that. You realize this could finally do it.
Kind of funny because there's 30 seconds on the clock and Kayla goes to punt the ball and she tripped over her shoelace. I don't know if you saw that, but it sent a liner right to Kara's or Kaylin's feet, who played Corey through, and Corey's got super speed. I mean, she was in and got her head up, saw the keeper come off her line and slotted it to the near post. So it was nice to see. And the game definitely could have went either way, but I think they deserve this one.
Talk again about how important it is for your program to be able to have a chance to play for the regional championship back here on Friday night.
It just goes to show, I've been telling the girls all season long, like I said, we've taken those 6-7-0 losses recently. North got us 7-0. Central got us 4-0. So they take those licks. But it's nice to see when we do drop down and we play some smaller schools that they are going to be able to compete there. And they earned it. It's nothing's going to be given to them. I tell them that every single day. So it's nice to see the hard work apply. They've been busting their butts every single day, so I can't take anything away from them.